Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus efforts, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers out there. Thanks for what you do, coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us this hour, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, we've got two callers, one that's been waiting very patiently during the news. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Joe Roden. Calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Good morning, Atlanta.
And it's great to be on the call. Thank you for allowing me to be, you know, in conversation with you. Captain, I'm actually new to your show, but I was just listening on 9:20 a.m.
The Answer,
Atlanta,
yep.
And I had a couple of comments or questions, maybe.
Go ahead.
And first one is about, you know, the virus, right? And hydrochloroquine. And I agreed with what your commentator said, you know, about hydrochloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think essentially it's, you know, if you know about the Darwin Award, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it amounts to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do what you think you need to do, and you either get removed out of our gene pool or you stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your choice, right?
Yep.
And then secondly, in terms of the wall, you know, I think that it makes a lot of sense to me. But, you know, if we look back into the politics of it, as you know better than I do, right, I mean, a lot of the reason is all these people coming up here are is because, you know, the U.S. helped create all these gangs.
Correct.
Right, starting back in the 70s.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to address that issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to building the wall.
Okay. Well, we'll run this
yeah.
by Denise, and thank you very much for your telephone call. And listen to us on 920 The Answer up there in Atlanta, and hello to everybody in Atlanta. Thank you very much, sir. He's a first-time caller, and we appreciate that. Okay, Denise, first of all, the virus in general, and he was talking about hydroxychloroquine. We were talking about the fact that that was what knocked the virus in a lot of cases in the head to begin with.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, there are some very good medical reports that are coming out talking about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine.
Yep.
So there's going to be a lot of Fauciites and anti-Trumpers they're once again going to have egg on their face, but will they acknowledge it? No. But it's going to come into its own, and we're happy about that.
And then secondly, the wall, what we were talking about is what you and I were talking about offline, and that was Texas, the governor of Texas, stating that he was going to take it upon himself to finish the wall in Texas.
I think the word is wrong to say finish. I think what Governor Abbott is doing is suggesting that Texas will build portions of a wall.
And they'll pay
now,
for it.
Well, Texas is going to pay for it.
Right.
They've allocated apparently $1 billion.
Correct.
But we don't know. We don't know if he's going to do 50 miles. We don't know if he's going to do 10 miles or what. But he does not have the authority to, you know, pick up the pieces that are all still sitting there, the leftover construction pieces that were abandoned because of Biden, and continue to finish the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to get a whole bunch of approvals and whatnot from the government contractors, plural. Plus, the land where the wall was being built is federal land.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it was done by eminent domain to take that land to put federal fencing on.
Mm-hmm.
In other cases, it was bought by the federal government.
By the way, some of that stuff has been stolen. You know that, right?
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
But there is, at this point, they're kind of insured on all that. So,
right.
I think what Abbott, he hasn't announced what the specifics of the construction, but I think they're going to look at some vulnerability areas and see what they can possibly do to close some of those gaps. So we don't know the details on where he's going to go with this, but he's deployed over 1,000 of his own people,
right.
You know, his own law enforcement,
yeah,
to this. And, I don't know if the federal government has any plans to reimburse Texas, but I do know that the federal government is speaking Texas.
All right, hold that thought. All right, and Mary and Mel, you guys hang on. And Mary, you're the next one up when we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, going across the overnight radio airwaves.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And we are back with Denise Simon and a couple of callers on the line. And we are going to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. And here's more about them right now.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and welcome back, and good morning again to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello.
We're going to go right to Mary. She's been on the telephone line here. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm celebrating another G7 owned by the globalists who try to own you and own me and tell everybody else what to do.
You got a dollar? You got a dollar?
Yeah, I try to follow the science. When I was in second grade, I learned that a tree takes in carbon dioxide and gives off oxygen.
Uh-huh.
But we're cutting a lot of our earth and trees down to build. That's my theory on climate change. A few years ago, everyone's hair was on fire because they were burning down the rainforest. I haven't heard anything about that lately, but I wonder what it looks like now to build.
Go over towards South Florida or Miami and take a look at what's going on with the Everglades.
That's exactly right. I'm from Florida, and I got to tell you, talk about heating up the earth. You take away natural things like that. I wonder what's going on in Brazil down there. there's a fellow named Michael Yon that monitors the border.
Yeah.
He got into Panama and said they're cutting a lot of stuff down.
Okay.
So why are we in the United States paying for stuff like that? I think that's China doing that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary. Okay. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I can't dispute anything she's saying.
No,
she's on it.
Nope, she does her homework. Okay, waiting very patiently, Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise Simon?
Yes, I'd like to know what say is did Ken Paxton ever have while being the AG of Texas that would prompt a challenge from the Never Trumper family or the family of the Bush family?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Thank
okay,
you.
We'll do that. Thank you very much. All right. Now, I believe he's talking about Ken Paxton, and there's something going on with the Florida Bar Association is challenging Paxton over something that he supposedly did during the election. Do you know anything about that?
I do not, but there is some kind of a challenge there on Paxton, and it does have something to do with the election, but I do not know the details. So I don't want to even try and guess.
I'm not going to speculate, but again, there's something going on in Texas with the Attorney General's office, and I'll do a little bit more checking today, and maybe I can find something out for the weekend show. So we've got Eric from Seminole on the line right now. Okay, Eric, what's your question?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. One question and one opinionated comment.
Quickly.
First, roger that. You guys, you were talking last hour regarding the gaffes, let's just be polite, the gaffes that the Biden administration is, you know, and particularly the president and vice president of the United States have been making on global stages. My contention is this, is that that is a national security threat, a massive national security threat,
right,
because it showed those are the quote unquote, you know, front people for our nation. And if they're that inept or discombobulated on the public, you know, international stage, what else is going on further down the food chain and the chain of command and in the administrative levels? What's the saying, the fish rots from the head? So I think that people, it's not just something to joke about, in my opinion.
No.
This is definitely something serious. And I know that there's, you know, other people out there that might, you know, yuck it up. It's kind of deadly serious.
We'll see what we think here, but thanks very much, Eric.
Roger that. And the last thing is regarding Facebook and the internet and this, that, and the other going on with, you know, what we see, the suppression of information and everything. I think that is also a national security threat, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because they are, in my opinion, exercising certain segments of that government executive internet kill switch that we heard about 5 to 10 years ago that a lot of Republicans voted for. They're implementing certain recommendations and articles within that as a tacit, they're being protected by the public-private partnership, and I feel that there are people within the government that are purposefully directing this, and I just get, you know, you guys' opinion. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Semper Fi. And by the way, I do believe that Eric's right on something there, but what do you think? And then, by the way, we have one more caller who's waiting patiently, Backgammon Bob. So what do you think?
Well, it's a busy night.
Yeah.
They know, the Biden operatives know that Biden is the risk. And so they're only giving him safe things to talk about. Okay, like climate change, you know, I mean, that's, so anything else when it comes to, you know, the Nord Stream pipeline or, you know, sanctions or the threat of this or the threat of that, he's not even going to go into it. He's going to talk in platitudes. They're going to keep him safe, and the same thing with Jill.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Facebook is concerned, Facebook and Twitter have done the American people, including Democrats and independents, a real disservice because, you know, not providing good information and even bad information leads people to make false conclusions.
Right.
And that could be, those could be health risks and even deadly decisions that they could make. So they could be culpable in a lot of things.
Okay. Now, Bagham and Bob, I know you've been waiting patiently. What's your question?
All right, Pat, I'm going to bring up the end here. I saw where Governor Greg Abbott is going to build a wall and all that. I know I thought he's not going to be able to maybe because the government won't let him. And the thing is, right. He says he's going to arrest all these people. Where's he going to put them? How long can you keep them there? And there's no, he's going to have to build tents like Joe Arpaio did in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And can he legally keep them there? And the other thing is, unless he releases them back into Mexico or something, they're just going to go free anyway. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, I understand, Denise, that they're going to charge him with the new charges in there. It's going to put him behind bars or in a tent city or whatever for 1 year. Did you hear that?
Up to one year.
Right.
Which would give the legal system the time to work in order to deport these people. I would pay attention to Jody Arrington, who is a congressman out of Texas, I don't know what district, but he's got some interesting legislation here that I think that, you know, a lot of these people are all collaborating, certainly for Texas and maybe even Arizona. And that is the part of the text that protects us, and the text is domestic tranquility. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. And I think that Jody Arrington is actually onto something there. So if you get a chance, I would go to his congressional website and see what he has going. But it tells me that there's some good guys out there, and they're all having some very fabulous, assertive and aggressive call-to-action conversations with each other. And, you know, under the guise of national security, you know, Texas has to do what Texas has to do. And the Biden administration says that they're going to sue because the state of Texas wants to revoke some of these licenses
right.
of these facilities that the Biden administration has for housing these unaccompanied minors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the lawsuit is about. So there's some real back and forth and pushing and shoving going on regarding Texas.
Well, finally, here we go again. Senior Dem leaders, including Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, are rebuking Ilhan Omar for her comments made comparing the U.S. and Israel. Yeah, and what's going to happen there? Anything?
Nothing, but it all went over to Omar and said, hey, you better clean this up. So they're giving her a chance to, air quote, clarify her remarks.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And that was an interesting segment with all the callers we had in there. All righty, we're coming right back with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Shotgun. Hi, Shotgun.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Announcing the purchase while in the UK, Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. Big high on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo in studio yesterday here from the National Aviation Academy. Thanks to all the questions we got and the phone calls that we got. Bo got some more messages after he showed up at the school yesterday. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you, to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very high-paying, in-demand job. You will never have to worry about having another job again. This is it, and it'll make you a bunch of money very quickly. Now, that being said, you should take the tour of one of their campuses, and you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, you'll have 2 choices, the campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, or the campus in Clearwater, Florida, here in Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So that's your choice. And don't forget, go to their website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and take a good long look at what they have to offer, and then give them a call and schedule a tour at one of the campuses. All right, well, we start out with the Air Force announcing they're going to keep the B-1 bombers until more B-21 Raiders are available. We had heard that before, but it became official as of yesterday, so there you go. And that's a good idea because, of course, that is part of our nuclear fleet there. By the way, the United States has asked Venezuela to get a hold of Iran and tell them to turn the ships back that are coming their way. The one ship that's loaded with the IRGC fast vessels, there are seven of them on deck. And obviously that takes ammunition and explosives. They could be carrying tow missiles for the boats. That's something that they were putting on them in the Gulf when they were patrolling. We'll see what happens there, but we don't know. Their report is there may be other weapons on board for the forces that they're arming down in Central and South America. We'll see. The United States Navy has threatened to board the vessels and inspect them if they get over here in this region. But as it stands right now, as far as we know, they're just moving along consistently. The one supply ship, the big supply ship, almost the size of an aircraft carrier, certainly the size of an assault ship, and the military vessel that's sailing with it as its escort, about the size of a frigate. Now, in a stunning new television interview days after stepping down, Israeli Mossad chief Yossi Cohen has detailed the actions that were taken against Iran in the recent war, admitted an error that he had made in Gaza, and defended Benjamin Netanyahu, all of that done by the former Mossad director, Yossi Cohen. Now, the thing about them, and I've said this about the Mossad, is they are probably, bar none, the best in the world at what they do. You think we're good? Israel is really good at what they do. As a matter of fact, they have trained some of our forces, and we've learned from them, and we've been over there just to see what it is they do and how they do it, which is extremely interesting because they are so adept. Because without the intel that they're able to get, they're doomed. And they have some of the best intel resources in the world. Okay, moving along, the Pentagon is considering whether or not to intervene with warplanes or drones in the event that Kabul is in danger of falling to the Taliban, though no decisions have yet been made. Well, they're going to have to do something if they don't want the Taliban to take over control of the country, because the Taliban is superior in terms of their military force and their aggressive attitude than is the Afghan military. It's just the way it is. That's just my observation. And the Marine Corps has officially relieved Major General Robert Kastelev from his role as the Inspector General of the Marine Corps for failures that contributed to the deaths of 9 service members in a 2020 amphibious assault vehicle accident. Remember that one that we've been hearing about for the last year or so? Well, now the Inspector General has been asked to step down. And as the services away from the counter-terror asymmetric conflict doctrine of the past 20 years change, the Pentagon has mandated a change in the way troops are prepared to lead in a new era with a China-focused upgrade. Can't wait to see how that works out. In addition, NATO may train the Afghan special operators in Europe and then send them back to Afghanistan. We'll see. And the U.S. wants Venezuela
And Cuba now, this just showed up, Cuba, to turn away the Iranian ships believed to be carrying arms to one of those two countries. Also, I'll bet you didn't hear about this one. Multiple rockets targeted two Iraqi military bases hosting the U.S.-led coalition troops and foreign contractors on Wednesday. Iraqi security officials in the military said, "We don't have any reports of any injuries. We don't know what the extent of damage was. We just know that they struck that base again." Seem to be getting pretty good at that. And also, dozens of U.S. troops, allied forces, and civilian contractors donated blood to help an Iraqi soldier who was severely wounded in a roadside bomb blast near the Syrian border recently. And kudos to all of them for trying to help out one of the Iraqi soldiers. Now, a U.S. Navy ship's crew rescued 15 people from a sinking commercial vessel off the coast of Somalia, the Bahrain Raised Fifth Fleet said. That happened on Wednesday of this week. Just now finding out about it. And advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are raising concerns that the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan will make it harder to bring home captives from the country. Well, of course it will. Also, President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin of U.S. retribution if he menaces other democracies ahead of the first meeting between the two leaders in Geneva next week. And I really don't think Joe Biden wants to be threatening Vladdy with too much of anything. Just my thought. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a harsh warning over prospects for the Ukraine joining NATO, saying that the country is opposing membership and they were anxious not to be caught in the middle of a conflict. Well, of course, that's one of their avenues to be defended if Russia comes in there. That's what they're doing that for. Now, the development of a hypersonic missile is now accelerating, but the Department of Defense said on Wednesday it's staying within the $6.6 billion budget for the weapons program. And the Pentagon drew up its $715 billion budget request with a clear-eyed approach on how to deter military aggression when it comes to China. This according to the Defense Department's number two civilian. Also, Arlington National Cemetery will receive nearly triple its current budget under the U.S. Army funding request for fiscal year 2022. So kudos to the military for not cutting back on Arlington. All righty. We'll be back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be back with us. Don't go anywhere. We've just begun the fight. Gee, where have I heard that before? Okay, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends up at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love the brand-new Moss Acura and the flagship MDX Sport Utility Vehicle. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great vehicle far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more aggressive rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers that make that bad back feel really good. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on their vehicle. So they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And don't forget to check them out on the web, MossAcura.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right. There you go. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Listen, this is kind of a shock to me. I knew there was money going here, there, and everywhere, but I didn't realize it was this much. Experts now say some $400 billion, with a B, $400 billion in pandemic unemployment funds have been stolen, never to be able to be seen again.
I talked about this yesterday. Again, I put this into perspective. We're at a point in time right now where more than 50% of the country does not pay income taxes. You and I are not one of them. And many of your listeners are not one of them. I'm disgusted once again at where my hard-earned money gets sent to these fools in Washington, D.C. to get wasted. We learned that we sent money to the Wuhan virology laboratory where we helped develop a virus that shut down our country and killed my father. And now I'm sending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to all over the globe, Nigerian scammers, whatever it may be, because our elected officials, our lovely civil servants, can't do their job and actually make sure that these claims are real. It is pathetic. It's sad. And yet, you know, we've got this, we've got a bipartisan group of senators now working to get another infrastructure package deal. What do you think is going to happen with that money? Same crap. It's going to go to their buddies. It's going to go to their friend contractors that are going to line their pockets, and we're going to be out of luck. I don't know what needs to happen here in this country, some sort of tax revolt. I don't know if you saw the story out of Baltimore. Good for these businesses in Baltimore. They got so sick and tired the fact that their streets were a mess, that the police were not in their neighborhoods anymore because they did the whole defund the police thing there. They took all of their tax money, all of their licensing fees, whatever it may be, and they put it into an escrow account. Until they come and clean up the neighborhood, they're not going to send the money to the government.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, and there's got to be a way to be able to track this stuff and just quit giving money to people that are getting it by nefarious means. There's got to be a code or a system or something that would trip you.
You have to apply for unemployment. They didn't want to do that. It was up to the states. The states didn't want to do the work. It wasn't like, hey, we're just getting this money from the Fed. We just want to get it out the door as fast as possible because, you don't want to look like that you're trying to make things go out the door slowly. You want to make sure everybody gets their money. You didn't care. It's not, they look at it this way. It's not their money. They don't look at it that way. There's no incentive for anybody to do the right thing. I mean, well, what's going to happen now? Okay, we find out that, hundreds of billions of dollars were sent haphazardly all over the globe to anybody who wanted to file an unemployment claim. Anybody going to lose their job? Anybody going to get in trouble at all? Does it matter? No. Nobody that's in power cares.
Well, all right, we've got a question and a caller on the line. Let's go over there. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for the Watchdog on Wall Street?
Yes, I'm finally happy to hear that somebody is mentioning something that has something to do with Boston Harbor, actually both. But my question to Chris is Blackwater, I believe it's called Blackwater. And well, first of all, the Yaphill Gate buying up all this farmland. And now you got Blackwater buying up mortgages or buying up property that now they'll be more or less like a massive landlord to where the millennials that are coming up, the next generation, how they, they're not going to be able to afford whatever mortgages that they could get traditionally. But Blackwater buying up all these properties where they're going to be more or less leasing homes instead of people being able to purchase home. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a result of power and sin that mm-hmm. we see in our country happening today right in front of us?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, I don't think it's Blackwater. I think Blackwater is a security firm, private security firm. I think it's BlackRock.
Yes, he was right. It's BlackRock.
Yeah.
Listen, BlackRock did a lot of this after the financial crisis, went into neighborhoods and bought distressed properties and turned them into rentals. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're actually seeing home builders now coming in and building entire neighborhoods in very hot markets like Nashville, Atlanta, Phoenix, for example, where they put up a neighborhood like you would see like in a Lakewood Ranch area like you have down there in Florida and make every home, rather than it be an apartment, it'd be a rental. And what goes along with that is you get all the maintenance taken care of, the yard taken care of, and everything along with that. It's not necessarily a bad thing, especially when we live in a day and age where, many people may not be, especially younger people, may not be set in their career and job And they might have to move somewhere where they might be a little bit more transient when you were younger. Like, for example, you know, when I finished college, I was buying a home right away. I didn't, you know, kind of settling into my career, was renting in the city for a while. You get settled somewhere, then you go out and you make that type of investment because you never know when you have to move. Not to mention the fact that a lot of people are looking to get the hell out of the cities, and they might not be able to afford a home right away, and this is an option to get them started. So I don't necessarily think that that's such a bad idea, especially if you're going into certain areas, certain neighborhoods, you're buying distressed properties, and you're turning around and making them nicer.
Would you agree with me if I read this statement, and it says U.S. inflation in May rose 5% from a year ago, recording the biggest annual spike since 2008 as supply bottlenecks and surging household demand continue to push prices higher? I think that's a low number.
You think? I mean, that's a lie. Once again, the government's lying to you. Think about it for a second. Take a look at your bills. Hey, what you're paying at the grocery store is certainly a hell of a lot greater than 5% than it was over last year. Go to Home Depot. Go look at anything. I'm curious to see what they're counting in that calculation that actually brought that number down to 5%. Does anybody know of anything that has gone down in price over the past year?
No.
Hey, fuel, everything. I mean, gone down that would actually bring that number down to 5%. No, we're just being lied to again, which they, you know, the government and their economic wizards are smart, have liked to do, and I call it the great conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid.
Yeah, the price of automobiles, used automobiles in particular, sitting on a lot for the last 2 months, have gone up 21%.
Yeah, I mean, the 5% inflation, it's patently absurd. I mean, it's just the things that come out of the mouth, it just insults, you know, it really does, insults your intelligence.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but obviously we've got to somehow back off this inflation. So you're president for a day. What do you do?
First and foremost, we have to stop printing money. You got to stop sending out all of these checks. You've got to get people back to work. Got over 9 million job openings here in the United States.
Right.
We've got to get our fiscal house in order. We can't go through with all of these various different packages that we can't pay for. It's getting nuts. And it's just one thing after another. They just keep coming up with stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to be a fly in the wall when they have the G7 over there, because I can just imagine what they're throwing back and forth there and all the nonsense that Biden is throwing out there.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, they're probably, you know, being crumpets, shaking hands, pressing palms. I think they probably spoke a lot about how they're going to handle the situation with China and the virus now that people are finally realizing where it came from and how they're going to go about handling that. That's probably was a major point of conversation.
All right, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you again Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't work too hard.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, and you'll catch his weekend show all across the country on many of these same stations right here, right now, that you're listening to me on. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.